Yeah, I think the NCAA and we, I think all the conferences were encouraging something to come forward because of the unevenness of the landscape where you had some states that had a rule and some states that didn't. We wanted to at least get as close to a level playing ground for our student athletes. But this is going to be fluid. Where we are now on July 1st, 2021, we could be in a very different place on July 1st, 2022. You know, I think there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to glean. You know, we're all kind of taking notes. We're all kind of curious about, you know, what the advantages are, what the negative parts of it is. This isn't going to be Shangri-La for our student athletes. They're going to find out there's a lot of items that they're going to have to deal with that they haven't grappled with. You know, they haven't thought about paying taxes. They haven't thought about, you know, hiring people. They haven't thought about dealing with agents, dealing with promoters, dealing with people who can assist them in these endeavors. They haven't thought about the regulatory process in terms of making sure that their institutions are aware of what they're doing. I think there's a lot of new things coming at them and coming at us. And I think over the next few months, it's really important that we all take a deep breath. You know, I'm very fond of a statement that my ex-boss made and that lives are not going to be lost. You know, we're going to have a chance to figure out what the best approach is. And we're all really smart people. So we'll figure out how to get there and do the best job we can for our student athletes.